you know what? When you get an opportunity to go at DK, you go at DK.
See, they're hearing all this now. Moan always takes her side. She comes over and corrects me or fixes something or whatever else, and Moan goes, you know what? She's right. Yeah, you do look terrible. You do look else. See how that goes?
Hey, all I'm saying is this, DK. Hear me out, okay? Hear me out, man. It's the idea that she actually gets a win in Father's Day's month. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't even allow that, but she gets a dub anyway.
I see how that goes. I see how that goes. I know what this is all about. Yeah, she's staying out of this.
I'm going to tell everybody, please make sure Dolly doesn't stay out of this. We got to keep it messy.
So we're going to do this?
You ready to do this?
I'm seeing all kinds of bells and so forth.
Is it the bell time is what you're telling me?
I'm saying it is.
And don't false start either, DK.
Here goes. Wow. Happy Thursday, everybody. Apologies for some ins and outs that we've had here on the show. Business will sometimes take priority over that. It doesn't mean that we love you any less or that we're any less committed to the show and all that other stuff. It's just when you make the commitment to go daily. Yeah.
And then it's the summertime. Summertime sports times are all off. You might have a rain delay. You might have a 1 o'clock game. You might have a 12 o'clock game to where a sorry team actually scores 7 runs in one inning. I mean, what are we supposed to do?
The sorriest team. They were 12-50. The Oakland Athletics come here.
And
they put up 20 runs in 2 days against your Buccos.
Golly.
Just like that. Wow. That was something. But, yeah, I was over there covering that yesterday, and we just couldn't make things line up because the game went so long.
Yeah. Just – Is like that, man. Rick Dilliott.
That's what we're going to talk about today. Rick is leading the show. Rick says, go ahead, Moan.
No, Rick says, man, from the uncle table, too, as a matter of fact, man. Shout out to you, Rick, for getting us started. Again, we tell y'all guys, there's nothing wrong with being at the uncle table. Absolutely nothing at all. You're still family. We just going to call you out for not actually coming over to the good side. That's all right, DK?
That's it, yeah. And Marvin's going to call you out.
Marvin definitely has the right to call you out, man. But Rick says this, wow, there is every reason to be excited about this season. Right. And I almost say you have the right as a Yenzer to be excited about every season right now when it comes to all things in Pittsburgh, DK.
Yeah, I think there's legit cause for excitement related to the football season in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Mostly for boring, tangible reasons, as opposed to the stuff that usually gets people revved up, you know, big talk and so forth. And hey, so, you know, this guy and that guy or that person said that the Steelers are going to compete with the Bengals for first place. Who cares what somebody says? Look at the roster. Look at the changes. Look at the number of players that are progressing from year one to year two. Look at the history of year one to year two progressions. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. There's only been like one or two guys, and I still think they were really good, DK. If we're talking about the Steelers, right?
Uh-huh.
There's only been one or two guys that I think have been questionable when it comes down to their year one or year twos. When we talk about high draft picks and expectation, it's two guys, and I think they were the same draft class, DK. And you let me know where you stand on this when we speak about getting better from 1 year to the next. And respectfully, I say this. Sean Davis, Artie Burns. Those are the two that kind of get you. I think Jarvis had a little bit more injury stuff than it came down to actual play. When Jarvis was in there and he was healthy, I thought his production was what you needed it to be. And Artie and Sean had some good times. They had some good moments. But then they were also some dudes that they were drafted behind too, right?
Yes.
They got guys to replace them or veterans to come and replace them. Why were we so excited about Joe Hayden becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Yeah, because he can settle everything down. That's it.
There we go, DK. Yes, those are the only two guys I can think of just recent history that didn't do what you thought they were going to do in year two and beyond, DK. But Sean had a lot more really good moments, I think, than Artie did, though, too. You let me know where you were on Sean, because I watched the defense and paid attention to who made plays. Sean Davis, I think, probably deserves just a smidge more grace, but it is what it is in his NFL business.
Yeah, Sean Davis was – he's one of those guys who rose up immediately.
Yes.
And then kind of plateaued. He didn't punch back when the league punched him. At about the second or third year, he had to kind of find his humility in accepting a role on special teams and as a backup. And once you're already the starter, once you're already the guy
– yeah.
Man, there's not a lot of players who can do that. That's one of the many reasons that I gave Benny Snell so much credit. Not that he was ever the guy in Pittsburgh, but there was a chance that he could have been when he was drafted. And he reached a point where he just said, look, you know,
I got to accept it.
I got to do this.
Yeah, you do, man. And there are some guys we got to go through in this list too, DK. I'm bringing a list to you, all right?
Okay.
Is in second-year guys, Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, DeMarvin Leal, Calvin Austin, who has some stuff on social media today, Connor, Mark, and Chris Oladokun, who's not on roster right now. Those six guys, DK, in year two could all still make the roster this year. Even the
later guys. Oh, yeah.
So the expectation, I know especially we kind of scathed over him a little bit because everybody fall in love with Keanu Benton, right? But I think DeMarvin Leal could take the biggest jump of them all, or I hope he does, aside from Kenny. Like, that 1-2-3 that we had last year is friggin' good, DK.
I'm not going to dispute that. Jay Jones says that Sean Davis was okay until they tried to have him guard Gronk one-on-one. He fell off ever since. Can I take issue with that, Moan?
Please, dude.
He was all over him. Okay, there are two teams.
Yeah.
There are players back and forth. You know, there's a tug of war. Watch the film of that game. I remember it like yesterday. Davis was on him like a fly on you know what.
Yes.
Okay, the like other the guy bomb. Is who he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not making an excuse for him. It's pointing out that he did that to everyone. No Limit wants to know, DK, how does a player become your go-to guy in the locker room? Actually, I'm going to let Mona answer that first. Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, No Limit, appreciate you first and foremost for the contribution. But besides that, I think it's proper for me to have that type of to answer that question too as a player. When this type of stuff happens, it comes down to trust. It's not even down to manipulation, tricking a guy, writing good things about a guy. Because I know for a fact DK and I have had conversations about, like, he's wrote some brutal things about me. It is about being
brutal.
Yeah, well, I'm a hyphen. Okay, let me Hollywood this thing up, DK. Okay, let me Hollywood this up. But you have to be honest. As long as a reporter can say something to a guy and y'all have conversation, that's where the trust begins. And at that point, a lot of the stuff that DK may have gotten from guys in the locker room really don't come to fruition until he sees it. He can actually dive into it, though, too.
Yeah.
It's trust, though, no limit.
More than anything else. Yeah, I was critical of Kevin Dotson in his early time here. Eventually, again, we talked stuff out. I was really critical of Mike Mitchell when he was here. We went out into the hallway once, okay? And we had it out, but there's also a gradual approach to it. I mentioned to you, Mo, and I did mention to the viewers here that I had a good talk with Isaac Seumalo.
Nice.
The other day. It was not anything at all related to news or news gathering. I had not had a chance to welcome him.
Yeah.
And to let him know my name, who I am, if he ever needs anything or if he ever has any questions that are media-based or related or whatever, that I'm here for that. I let him know that I have a propensity for hanging around the offensive linemen. Okay.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
He seemed to like that, and I let him know how much I respected his career and how neat it was to read those things that Jason Kelce said about him, calling him the best guard in the NFL, a player that you can't replace in Philadelphia. And it was a good conversation. And that's all it was. I got no news out of it, no nothing, whatever else. So that's also part
I got one after this one, DK, because I thought it's pretty good. I don't want to run past this this draft pick conversation too quickly, but it's from my guy Rick Love from the Uncle Table. Uncles, y'all really stepping up on a Thursday. What is it, Thirsty Thursdays or something?
No, if the uncles are stepping up, they're getting their, they're moving off the table. Let's be clear here. Their names are turning green.
Yeah, no doubt. Eventually, they're definitely going to turn green. But they got a little pushback on this one, okay, from Rick Love. He says this. It's what he said. It was not Burns' fault. He was overdrafted. His expectation was bigger than talent. I thought he was a third-round pick at best. I kind of want to push a false on that one. When you come into the league, you're presented with what's in front of you. Heck, I can say it was unfair that I was undrafted, right, DK? Mm-hmm. No, shout out to my brother Ron in here right now.
What's up, Ron?
No! Come on, baby. We keep making the trip up to Pittsburgh with us this year, too. But with that being said, though, you're drafted where you are. Whose fault it is, it may honestly be on you for the development side of it. It may be the fact that you don't really watch film the way you have to, unless you're an injury guy. And Artie wasn't an injury guy for the most part, right?
I don't know. I'm getting over the fact that your brother calls you Big Ragu.
Big Ragu. He also called me Savage, man. Yeah. Yeah. That's my guy.
I didn't hear anything after that.
That's my dog, man. He also calls me Savage in this. But you go where you are. There was somebody that may have taken him in the first round, regardless, because he had all the numbers you needed and that P word potential. It's on the player sometimes when it comes to this type of stuff, man. And I ain't all the way blaming him because he has some family stuff. He was a dad to, like, two of his siblings and also had kids of his own. And he was from Miami to Pittsburgh. You got to overcome that stuff, just like a lot of other guys did and have.
We're wishing good day to Ron Slade.
He's becoming a guy.
I love it. Into this, Burns stunk. Agree with you, Moan says. Slide ruler art. You know, what ends up happening with the first round picks who don't make it is that they sear into your brain.
Yeah.
They really do. Way more so than the guys who make it. Here, you want to know the truth?
What's that?
The truth is, if you get one TJ Watt in the first round over a span of four different first rounders, you've won. You got yourself a generational talent.
Okay, so say that one more time. Just, you said if you get you one TJ Watt out of a over a 5-year span, you've won. Is that what you said, DK?
I said four, but yeah,
about a 4-year, one every four.
If you get a TJ once every decade, you've won. Okay, I mean, there's just you. People just don't run into a DPOY, certainly not that late in the first round.
And I think it's this, too. I think the hit rate for first rounders is 50%, and I think it drops down even less than that, too, after the first round. So, Artie, no. Sean Davis was a second rounder. It's just fascinating watching us talk about this group and speak about guys that didn't. And look at this group right here. What is that, like 4 years removed from when they've been gone in Pittsburgh already now? And you got another set that looks like you're going to go 5 for 6 or 6 for 7 on draft picks, DK, with the 2022 class. That's insane to me, by the way.
Here's some progression in life. Look at this.
Look at Rick.
Look at Rick. He gets roundly busted.
He did. Okay.
He looks around and he saw all these uncles and he's like, what's going on here?
The uncles hold everybody accountable. That's what that is, DK. The other uncles do. You hear me? On your mama's side.
Rated R gang comes in with Nick Herbig as a young TJ Watt. Stop that at once.
Give it time, Rated R. I'm with you. I like him. If I could pick a day one on this show, DK, Nick Herbig is my day one. And I really like him. I like him. I'm telling you, I like Nick Herbig. So you ain't wrong, okay? It's just, let's give it some time first.
I hear that. Well, we're going to give some time now to take a bit of a break. When we come back, it'll be the only segment that matters.
That's all the Haymon. Y'all come back.
At DK Pittsburgh Sports, we take pride in coverage that connects our city's fans to their favorite teams. Now, that connection's stronger than ever. Introducing our all-new state-of-the-art app. Find expert inside reporting and original podcasts. Check live box scores. Track the latest stats. Chat it up with our community of thousands of fans, all in one place. The new app from DK Pittsburgh Sports. Coverage that connects.
And we got a little bit of a surprise today for our Hey Moan segment, including to Ramon, because he doesn't know about this either.
I have no idea.
He has no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
But you know what Moan does have an idea about?
What's that?
It has something to do with the numeral three, because at the Get-Go Cafe and Market, quality is at the core of every menu item. There are three expert chefs who fine-tune every detail so that every sub, burger, salad, wrap, drink, and app is crafted for what they refer to uniquely as crave-ability. Order your favorite entry at the Get-Go Cafe and Market today. Better believe it. We had someone in here earlier who was offering us some greetings from Mexico. That's what I'm looking for here.
Yeah, I did see that just a second ago, DK. You?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for
here. I saw here. Our mate also in Australia check in and then also went back to sleep. Did you see that one? Yeah.
You found that, huh?
Yeah, I saw that one. Our mate right here. Laura, is that it?
Where, you got her? There yeah, she is.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, now I have a young man here who's visiting us in the shop from Mexico. He's a journalist. He's also a diehard Steelers fan. His name is Juan, and he's going to give you an in-person
Hey
Moan. We'll see. No, but unless he fails at the Hey Moan, in which case we're kicking him right back out. So here, hang on a second.
Come on. Come on, Juan. If you can't tell, DK is giving up headphones right now. Juan is about to have a seat.
Hey, Moan.
Hey, I like it. I like
How
it. I like
How are
it.
You, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Can I say hi to all of Mexico, to my family back there? Hola, please hola, Mexico. Hola, Latinoamerica. Y hola, España and the world.
Let's go.
Hey, didn't Ben Roethlisberger once said this is the world's team? It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Cowboys,
I would agree with
they,
that.
They can be America's team.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, me neither. Hey, I have two questions, if I may.
Yes, take the floor. I'm here for it.
I know you've been in Mexico in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about that experience? Mm-hmm. And also, I've always wondered, the coaches, they develop the game plan.
Yeah.
You as players, if you don't buy into it during the week, what do you do? Do you talk among each other, or is it just a let's stick to it, like a soldier?
Great question. Let me get to the first one first. We were in Mexico City. Phenomenal. The fly-in was beautiful. The hills, insane. I was in one understanding, like the housing. I was just like, there are so many people here.
Massive city, yeah.
Massive city. Okay, but we did a camp there, and it was amazing. The fans. Overly excited. It was energetic. The participation was good. The people overly nice. We actually went out, and that was just like the love that they showed us. I see why we continue to go back there. If we do have an international game or go a South American game, being able to go down there, I'm telling you, it's going to be one of the best trips. And I think most, if you're in the United States, you should go to it. Easily should go to it. I don't think anybody's ever understood how insane the fan base is of Steelers in South America, especially Mexico. Yeah, definitely. Is that how you've always seen it also? It's just the fandom is crazy?
I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
So I don't live in Mexico City.
Okay.
I went once to Mexico City because I had a friend visiting from Spain.
Yeah.
And that was during that weekend, the Pittsburgh Steelers were playing the Denver Broncos. I don't know if you played that game.
I didn't play down there, no.
Well, it was the one where Ben threw the interception close to the goal line.
Oh, I was in that game.
Yeah. We lost, by the way.
Yeah, we did lose that game. I remember that one.
But I was in Mexico City just searching for a place to watch the game.
Yeah.
I walk into this place. It was a Steelers bar. I didn't know that. Like, I don't know, 25 Steelers fans were right there.
Yeah, that's I love it. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Second question, game plans. Yeah. For the most part, coaches know what they're doing. And as a whole, the game plan usually works. And then inside of the game plan, that's where changes happen. Like guys say, hey, in the game, like we should get away from that play. I know it looked good on film, but today it doesn't work for us. And guys, like, we would talk to our offensive line coach and say, hey, coach, we're better off doing this play instead of that play. They got a bead on us when it comes down to it. And nobody – this is one thing I will say about Pittsburgh and the coaches, Coach Tomlin and his staff. They're always open ears to what's a better suggestion because they know we as players, for the most part, are the ones that are out there doing the work. And if it doesn't work or feel good to us, then it's over. So game plans are a good template for what you should be doing. It's so easy to get off of that game plan, though, from one half to another, too. It really is. Sometimes you can go in and it's like, this was stupid. And coaches don't mind saying that.
Okay, that's good to know. I just had that doubt in my mind all the time. Like, are you allowed to put your input into the – into the game plan, but it happens during the game then.
It does, well, or at practice too. And this is the thing about the NFL. Now, I had this conversation with somebody recently. With the NFL, you're a man. So they're going to respect you as one too. Even if you're a young 20-year-old, we respect your word because now you're a professional. We need to act this way to make sure that you can perform at your highest level. If you can't perform at your highest level, everybody's getting fired. So when it comes down to having suggestions of saying, coach, throw that out. We don't like it. More times than not, they actually will throw something out when it comes down, like, even during the week of planning for a game. Definitely. Yeah. Let's go to Patriots game with Jalen Samuels. When we beat them in Heinz Field, I don't think we planned on doing the Wildcat as much as we did, but it kept working and he kept running so well. That we even tried to do it the next week. The next week, it didn't work. So it was like, okay, get rid of this. Let's never do this again.
Okay, thank you so much for answering both questions, man.
No problem.
Hope to see you soon, maybe back in Mexico, maybe here.
Hopefully, man. Thank you for the questions. Those are awesome.
I'll let Dayan take over.
You let him get it back. See?
You know what I'm getting a little tired of, Moan?
Tell me.
When somebody comes and takes this seat and they ask you a better question than I ever asked you. What the hell was that?
Hey, Hanover Fizz want to know if Juan is coming to Latrobe anytime, so you should ask him.
I thought I'd get something like, hey, Moan, what is it like being so awesome or something like that? But no, he comes in and asks you a question I'd never asked from a football perspective. Hey. Shows me up completely.
Hey. Juan is getting a lot of love right now, man.
Oh, yeah, Juan. They're all over you. Juan, you the man. You should see this. Man. Oh, wait a second. Hang on a second. I think Juan is actually putting all of these in himself.
I love it.
Those are his friends, he said.
I love it. Juan had one shot and one opportunity.
This reminds me of it. There was a beer commercial once where – there's this couple that gets together on the set, and the guy says, yeah, I'm from Canada. And the girl says back to him, Canada? Oh, do you know Kevin? So these are like all of Juan's friends because he clearly would know absolutely everybody.
Absolutely.
In Mexico City, which I believe is a city of 20 million. Yeah, 20 million.
Yeah.
So, Juan knows them all here. Paul is kicking me out here. He says, that's it. You're gone.
Juan's getting
back in the chair. So anybody know if DK has another line of work he can get into here? Look at all this.
They're done with you. Eso Juanito.
Eso Juanito. What's that? Good job. Yeah, that's also from Juan's his other burner account over there.
Now Juan is going to start a trend, DK, because we had almost gotten away from it. And here we go right here. Victor. If I knew all I had to do would get the headphones from DK's to show up to the shop, I'll be there tomorrow.
Ask Moan how many people we've had do exactly that on this show. It's actually a lot of fun.
It is.
One of these days, we're going to retell the story. What was that? What was the kid's name?
Dior.
Dior.
Yeah.
We're going to retell the story of Dior and what we actually thought was going to happen that day and what actually happened that day. But it won't be today.
Oh, that's a good tease. Let me write down Dior's story. Dior's story was a good one. If y'all missed Dior, man, y'all missed a real good one.
Joe pipes in with, I like you, DK. You can stay.
One guy.
Now they're being condescending to you, DK.
As somebody once said, stop the count.
Yeah, they're being condescending to you now, DK. It's not okay.
I see how it goes. Yeah, this is. I don't need this. Let's see if we got some actual some Hey Moan fare going on here today. Remember, by the way, that you can become a member.
Yeah,
and get off that uncle table by going to dkps.net/join.
Yeah.
Here, I'll put that up on the screen here for everybody to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we have here as far as questions. 19 more uncles we need to convert to get to 500 members today. We could do that today.
We could do that today. I love it.
Yeah. Do you mind some football?
Do we mind some football? You want to do it? I got one from 2 days ago. We were supposed to hit on. It was the idea that Dan Moore is playing right tackle and the conversation around Chooks and him.
Mm-hmm.
Chooks and Dan Moore. And I also saw where he had a comment about, you know, how does it feel from flipping one side to the next? The old toilet tissue, I guess, comment that he had somewhere. Very fascinating the way Dan Moore is approaching this. I'll say this. The more of Dan Moore's and Chooks and Kevin Dotson's and Kendrick Green's and Isaac Simello's and Broderick Jones, and I can name the entire group that you have on this team, the better. If Dan Moore switching over to the right side and it being a competition with him and Chooks, that makes Chooks better. I also know Chooks, I think, well enough to where Chooks will feel like, nah, fam, this my spot. You need to find you somewhere else. But what does this do? It makes Dan a whole lot better. And it actually does put a little bit of a fire flame on the Chooks. I don't think his job is in jeopardy. I see some people just don't like him, but you don't hear his name much at all.
No, he's been around the longest. That's his only crime. Dylan Smith says, hey, Moan, who are you most looking forward to seeing this season outside of the obvious being Kenny Pickett? I'm not sure Kenny's that obvious.
Who am I looking forward to seeing the most? I won't even Alex Highsmith. I want to see what this year going to look like.
Interesting answer.
Alex Highsmith, DK. And I hadn't looked nowhere else other than the idea that there's a lot on him. I want to be able to see us be able to book in both sides of this defense. If we have the ability to have a monstrous book in on defense. As much as we've kind of worried about the middle linebacker, Landon Roberts, I think this is his third stop as a pro and, you know, trying to figure out what up the middle. Those two dudes can funnel so much junk up the middle to Cam and to Keanu and to Ogunjobi. Like, it could really solidify what you are as a defense. And I say this too. The reason I need for Alex Highsmith to be the dude is we are in a pass-happy AFC North.
Yes.
Period, DK.
Yes, got to get back there.
Got to put them dudes on their back.
It's the water leveling factor. When the Steelers face one of those teams, this is what makes it all fair. This is what makes it all even, having TJ and Highsmith getting back there. Matt Hyde says, hey, Moan, here's a question for you. Would it be better if the rookies made mistakes early in the year? Oh, I know his answer here. Then early success and falter later. Which is better in your opinion, to have the early success or the early mistakes?
The early mistakes.
I know it.
Early mistakes. Because you jump out too hot, it's hard to rein that in. Mm-hmm. It's just like somebody going out on a basketball court and sinking 5 3-pointers in a row. Oh, you'll never get them to learn, develop a game. All they think they want to do is go shoot. So, no, absolutely not, man. I guess it's one of those same things to where, we screw them, right, because we're in the AFC North. Well, Lamar's success came with his legs for the most part. What are they trying to get him to do now? Throw the ball. If he came in, hey, I need to be in the pocket a little bit more, do that. You know what I'm saying? No, give me failure early. I failed early, DK, correct? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared Kraft says, hey, Moan, Chase Young, or is the room too crowded? It's not too crowded for
Never
him.
Never too crowded. It's a matter of you waiting this out. I don't think they picked up his fifth-year option in Washington. So everybody's in a waiting game when it comes down to Chase Young getting out of that deal. I love to have him. What would that do, DK?
I can't even. The player that Jay Jones is most looking forward to seeing is Patrick Peterson. That's actually pretty cool. Interested to see how much he still has. I'm also interested to see how he would adapt to a more flexible role. He has acknowledged that in these OTAs, he's been out there in the slot. He's been bouncing around. The Steelers are open-minded to a lot of things at corner right now. Know why?
Yeah.
Because they've got these two monster children out there with these pterodactyl wings for arms. Yeah. It makes a difference.
As Coach Tomlin like to say sometimes, man, they got a bunch of just football players. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. My guy that I'm looking forward to, and this answer will not change, George Pickens.
Are you?
I am so. Lyle Kropf says, hey, Moan, should we get Matt Canada out of the press box and down on the field so he can see what's going on? See, you had me, Lyle, after press box.
Lyle, you did it. They don't need to be down on the field. Oh, DK.
Well, no, go ahead, Moan. What is the difference? Share, please. You're on the sideline for an NFL game when you're out there, or you're on the field, obviously. Yeah. What is the difference between that and watching football from above, which I'm sure you've also done?
Yeah, it's a matter of feel type of situation, flow of the game. When you're on the field, you feel the energy. Like, I think down low, you may be able to see that the offensive line is mushing guys. You may be able to see that the wide receiver is getting open on his break a little bit quicker. And I think down on the field, it keeps your head down, so you're always on the next play. Up top, you may see a bit too much. You may, unless you're just one of those intellectual guys that got to see all things develop in front of you like film. I don't know. I would kind of love to see him, you know, operate on the ground a little bit better. Give it a trial run in the spring. The difference to me is on the field, it's a flow thing. You friggin' feel it, DK.
Well, the field also isn't super flat, which is something that I think surprises people when they're down there on the field. Okay, there's a curve. It's got a curve to it. Yeah. So you can see stuff on your side of the field a whole lot better than you can see on the far side. I don't believe it's practical for a coordinator to be down there on the grass. Ben Cohen says, hey, Moan, who was your favorite roommate in Latrobe?
Mine is easy. It was Marquise. Marquise is my favorite roommate from my second year on out. Who did I have the first year? I had Steve McClendon, was my rookie teammate. D lineman went on to get a Super Bowl. And my guy, undrafted free agent, too, a really good career. His kids are big into lacrosse now, by the way. But Marquise was. And it was year three, I think, when Marquise and I got our own rooms, and we were suite mates right after that. So that's my dog.
That's pretty cool here.
Yeah.
Mark Lancaster opines that Mark Robinson might settle all bets at inside linebacker. I'm cautious.
From my understanding, he got to make sure that he know the book just as much as he know his athletic ability. If he can grow as being a defensive captain, essentially up the middle, the better. Like, that. Tell him how long the one-trick pony of punishing people lasts.
Oh, yeah. Okay? No, not very long. Tyrell Alexander, I don't know why he's asking me this. He asked you this one. Do you think DeAndre Hopkins is going to go to the Titans?
I think there's a strong possibility. Of course, that was a breaking news for us on my morning show here in Nashville. A strong possibility. It's a matter of, this is just in general, for guys who are older wide receivers, DK, you know where I'm going to go with this. It comes down to either money, yards, or ring. Which one do you want? You know, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I mean, he's gotten all the praise. He's gotten all the everything. But, you know, you weren't ever going to get that in Houston, the ring.
No, or Arizona.
Rated R Gang says, I want to see CA3 return the ball with the speed that he's got. Calvin Austin III, of course. I really want to see this kid just be healthy and be a part of the offense.
Same.
You know, I don't want to push it too far.
But I think the expectation of him being a Blazer would be awesome. We've been looking for a returner, man, since Stefan, what was Stefan's last name? The little short Canadian kick returner that we had.
I'm sure somebody will put it up here.
Logan?
Logan? Oh, yeah, Stefan Logan.
Stefan Logan. Yeah, like him. We've been looking for one of those for a very long time. Heck, the closest we got was Antonio Brown.
Kevin Herzog asks, hey, Moan, on the field, what is most important when it comes to the cerebral? Football intelligence, courage, or confidence?
You ain't got no courage. Don't come out there, Kev.
Yeah, that's a disqualifier.
Football intelligence and confidence. Those two matter. Confidence and you.
Love the first part of the answer, by
the
way. People think that there's differentiating, like there's different degrees of courage. You have committed to wearing that helmet and going out there and sharing grass with Vince Williams. You have already passed that test.
Yeah, let me go there, Kurt. Hey, listen to me. When the starter in front of you go down and you got to come in against Baltimore, Haloti Ngata's on the other side, courage ain't a question. You hear me? It's expected that you're going to do the job and do it well to the best of your ability. What happens in all of those moments? Hey, we'll deal with it later. But confidence and intelligence of film study.
Brad Salisbury's given me one. This is right in my wheelhouse, Mo. Please compare and contrast Matt Canada's offensive scheme versus Glenn Thomas's. Brad, I'll make it easy for you. All the plays that work, those are Glenn Thomas's plays. All the rest of them, those are Canada's plays.
Ah, that's hilarious, DK.
Squid wants to know if we're planning a tailgate party. I don't know. You said you're coming up for something, right?
Yeah, I'm coming up for the game. Training camp, I have to say, I don't know about that one, just to be sure. That would be the one I want to come to also. I think we over 500. I've been seeing your favorite barber pass them out, DK.
She says 499.
I think
more,
we're over.
One more uncle missing.
Yeah, I think we're really over. I think we're over.
Let's see here what we're doing. If I move down to this list, Steelers girl says I'm brutal. This is only your second day with us.
Yeah,
you DK think don't this care. Is brutal?
But see, that's the journalist in him right there. He gonna tell exactly how it is. I got one for us, DK.
All right.
And simply because the last name matches mine. You feel me, DK?
Yeah, Kalen, yeah, yeah.
Kalen or Kylan Foster. He says, "Hey, Mo, what's up, Cuzzo? Why was Kenny Pickett highly criticized for his hand size, but videos of Bryce Young surface and he like a peewee football player and people think he's the next big thing?"
Please be careful regarding OTA footage that comes out. Somebody earlier in here, one of our regulars, and I apologize, I don't remember who, I saw it pass on the screen, was talking about how so-and-so or the Steelers look so energetic and so da-da-da in OTAs. Okay, I got to tell you, if you sit there and watch the whole 2 hours, okay, as I did this week, there's a whole lot of stuff there that doesn't make for great footage.
Yeah.
Okay. There are some awful passes, missed catches, balls that there's no communication. Mm-hmm. And then there's also just guys standing around where it's not all that exciting. You can bring Steven Spielberg to a bingo hall and he'll make it the most fascinating thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. But so don't get too caught up in what looks like highlights and what doesn't. You know?
To answer your question, Kylan, is this. Kenny doesn't come from a traditional football program. And I say that respectfully because Marino went there, right? Quarterbacks don't usually come out of there. And Alabama is such a powerhouse that you looked at him and said, hey, he's got to win because he's won at Alabama. That doesn't mean the thing. So, and the hand size. Did it affect anything last year? And on the outside looking in for somebody that covered the draft big time, Bryce Young got criticized a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot.
Okay.
Go ahead and say for what?
Yeah, for his size. Mm-hmm. For his size is what I thought. A lot. And how much was he supported? I'm here to tell you, with him and Kenny, if you can play ball, you just friggin' play ball. Because what I saw from him against Tennessee, Bryce Young, he's good. What I saw from Kenny last year, he's good. You don't go first round on mistake.
Yeah, there's still more outcry to bring Juan back. They're even trying to change my name to DeJuan.
Yeah.
He's just over here laughing. He thinks it's funny.
He's the man.
Look at that. While he's typing all this stuff secretly with his thumbs behind his back. I see
he's the hot rookie right now, DK. That's what that is.
You're the hot rookie.
He's
the
hot rookie. You're the old dude right now.
Everybody loves the backup quarterback. Jeremiah Yoder says the AFC North and the NFL are about to feel the wrath of King Khan. I like it. We get every once in a while, we just get one of these like hype entries.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to rev everybody up. It's the 8th of June.
Yeah, I know. I'll put it this way. I think all these teams in the AFC North can finish first or they can finish fourth. We can have four teams make the playoffs, DK, or three or four make the team playoffs, or just two. It is a very competitive division this year.
I don't know that you've answered this one before. Tony Pagliaroli says, "Hey, Moan, what is the most fun game that you've played as a Steeler?"
Oh, my gosh. Fun game?
Mm-hmm.
It would be the Cincinnati comeback game was fun because we got an opportunity to just laugh at them fools for just giving up the game and all those penalties. That was fun for me.
Most merciless locker room.
it went on forever. It was
like
nobody.
The great part was nobody had to ask you guys any questions.
Yeah.
Like reporters are walking around and you're just seeking them out. Like, and then another thing.
That was fun. It was one of Ben's six touchdown games.
That was here.
One of those was just so fun because there's nothing that he couldn't do. And when you could keep him clean and watch him just spin down the field, oh my gosh, those were fun.
Probably has to make the moment feel like all this hard work was worth it. This is what it comes to, being able to do this on it an was. NFL field, all 11 of us.
And the Jets AFC Championship game at Heinz Field. Fun. It was a heart attack in it, but it was fun though. It's some other ones too, man. I think Arizona a few years back. I think my third year, Marcus Gilbert, first year in the league, we were just lining up, teeing off on guys, and telling them, "Hey, we're about to run the ball right here." Like that was fun right there too. Like, oh my God, so many other moments.
Antoine Crawford, who by the way is really into football, says, "Hey, Moan, did you notice? Have you noticed of late that most of the good quarterbacks are coming through the Manning Passing Academy, including Brock Purdy and Kenny Pickett? What is it about that place?"
One, they invite a lot of people. I don't want to make it seem like it's overly exclusive. They do invite guys, but Peyton and Eli, they know talent.
So does Archie.
Yeah, Archie knows talent. And when you got those type of guys that are leading their team and put up good numbers, then you know what they can look like. Purdy, the biggest surprise of them all, man, is phenomenal. I actually think Kenny is another one of those dudes too. You're going to look back and teams are going to say, what did we miss? Why did we miss on him? I hope that's the case for Kenny Pickett, but ball players know ball players. The same way you know some dudes are frauds too.
Some frauds.
You know it's some frauds out there, DK.
Yeah, you weed them out in a big hurry. The higher the level, this is any sport, the higher the level, the more you find out that there's a certain component to what it is that you're doing or you're capable of doing where that's the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, in order to be at this camp, I have to be able to throw a football at least XX yards. I have to be able to do this and this and this and this. And you go there and you see that these other dudes are and you're not doing it. It's time to either change positions or find another line of work.
Yeah. I got one that's pretty fascinating, man. DK, right. I just saw it. It's actually from the uncle section of the cookout.
All right.
And it's from Sly. I don't even know his name. I feel like it's a trap to say his name.
Slide Rule Art. Slide Ruler Art. I figured that one out a while ago. He's cool.
He said, Pat P on his podcast said, "Coach T, get the team hyped just in OTAs. Did this seem to happen for your team?" Listen to me. That dude just loves football. I think all the things that he do during the week, it's all for those moments to be on the field and watch dudes just do what they do best. Like, he legitimately is happy for guys when they excel. So seeing, I guess, this much talent work hard gets him going. I don't think it's a cheerleader type of situation. It's just him enjoying the elements of football.
Yeah, there's something about him. There's also an awareness always of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. The Steelers have 3 weeks of OTAs, 3 days each within those that are for football. And then next week is 3 days of mini camp. But the only difference between the two is that mini camp is
longer,
mandatory and a little bit longer.
Yeah, just a little longer.
A little longer. And what he does is he says to himself, I got 365 days on this calendar with which to win a Super Bowl. These days are so valuable.
Yeah.
Okay, these 12 days for me and the coaching staff in May and June, I can't let this go to waste. I've got to go out there as a head coach and give everything I've got for the 2 hours and 20 minutes that I'm out here.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
That's all you get.
That's what these players see. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's like that around the clock. It's just there's an awareness of when to invest.
Yep. And that's all it is, DK, is – he and of course, if you see your leader doing this, it's easy for you to sell out too, DK.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know that's where it's all coming from here. A lot of people are pointing out here that we have 500, right?
Hey, yep. 500.
Thanks to everybody who signed up as an individual member. Thanks. Also, excuse me.
I know, me too.
I know, right? To everybody who has been buying gifts, which I understand has been the thing today.
Yeah, it has, man.
All of this helps build this show into what it's become, and we're grateful for all of it. Mike O'Malley says, "Hey, Moan, with all the veterans at OTAs, how much does that fast forward the rookies' advancement?" And I'm going to, in case you don't know exactly what he's referring to, Moan, the attendance not only has been immaculate,
yeah,
but it was also organized. It was something that TJ Watt told me about last week, that the defensive guys said, hey, too many new faces. Too many. Let's everybody. Everybody in.
Everybody in.
Still voluntary.
Again.
Okay.
Yeah. And it may not be working the entire time.
And they're held out of some drills by Tomlin, because he'll tell them, I know what you've got, Minka. Mm-hmm. Okay. I need to see what this guy's got.
But okay. I need you to coach up this guy while you sit out and watch and evaluate. And sometimes, and I always kind of say this in business and in life, DK, sometimes just being around going to get you a couple of ducats, going to get you a couple of nuggets here that you can pick up and pass on to help somebody out. So just being there, DK, matters.
There was a player, I'm not allowed to, you know, those rules.
Absolutely. Player X. The
defensive side, who's a younger player who made an interception. And no, it wasn't either of the two rookies that everybody's talking about. It made an interception. Not a particularly high-profile player. First guy running, sprinting onto the field in his face like this to congratulate him, Minka Fitzpatrick.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's why he's there.
But you don't even know, like, this is the thing about Minka doing that. Minka might actually have to count on that guy.
Oh, it's not entirely selfless.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he may have to actually count on that guy, and that's the beautiful part about it. Like, one of my big-time introductions to the older guys being there, of course, after the Super Bowl year, everybody's in the house, right? My rookie year is a year that they come back from winning the Super Bowl, and just watching dudes get interceptions, like a Keenan Lewis. And RC and Will Gay and those guys running up and down the field with him, like, to the end zone, and like, it became a cultural thing.
Today's last question goes to Chuck Dugan, who says in all capital letters, Amon. Although he wasn't sitting at the uncle table, he could have used the emoji too to further accentuate that. Who hit you the hardest?
Who hit? Oh man, I got two guys. One is a teammate, Vince Williams.
You can't count Finney in all.
I know. No, he was one, and another guy off top was Wesley Woodyard for the Tennessee Titans. Caved my chest in one time. Lord, like, dog, what are you doing? But we are really good friends to this day, and I tell him about it all the time. It's like, dude, I think he's playing with the Broncos at the time. That's the reason I cut him on that Thursday night game we had in Pittsburgh that one time. I was like, you thought I was going to hit you again after what you did to me last time? I cut the hell out of him, DK.
I don't know how James Lawson knows this, but it actually was Trey Norwood that I was describing. That's funny. Maybe they put out a picture of it or something.
Hey.
The Steelers do put out photographs from these sessions, and they do put out clips.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where he got it from. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I was not expecting anyone to come in with the name there. But yes, this James, I can confirm that this in fact happened and that I did in fact see this with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Sean Beck says, congrats, fellas. Great show. Just found you guys a few weeks ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Other way around. Sean also thanks Mike for the gifted membership. We thank everybody.
Yeah, we do.
Everybody for being part of this. And James does confirm it did come from one of the Steelers photographs. So yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, guys, we ready to do another one tomorrow?
Definitely. And shout out to Juan in the back, man. Awesome job by him.
He's getting the one more shout out to Juan over there.
My man.
He's just sitting there waiting to take this job. Look at that.
Watch your back, DK.
Watch my back, literally.
Watch your back. First Dolly's right now, you out. Which one?
I don't know. She's going to be – yeah.
do we
want an emoji of her?
Yes, 100%.
No, I ask because we have one.
I can be the thumbs down
emoji. You're not the thumbs down emoji. That was the Browns helmet.
She's right.
Yeah, you.
All right, guys, let's do it again tomorrow.
See you, DK. Don't stick around.
Whatever you do, don't hang around.
Absolutely nothing here for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I almost did it again, Moan.
Fellas, look at one.
He came all the way from Mexico to do that.
Oh,
that's good.
Hey, it's our month, fellas. Enjoy this. Make sure remember.
Especially if you qualify like some of us do as best dads ever.
You're doggone right, man. We're here. Our month.
tomorrow, Friday. Let's do it.
Hey, let's be good, people.
All right, bye-bye.
That was good.